Joe Biden to open the border on May 23. By Neil Monroe on April 1, 2022. President Joe Biden's deputies have announced they will lift the Title 42 barrier at the southern border on May 23, allowing a vast wave of wage-cutting, rent-spiking migrants into America's job and housing markets. "We are increasing our capacity to process new arrivals, evaluate asylum requests," said a statement from Alejandro Mayorkas, who heads Biden's Department of Homeland Security and is trying to build an extra immigration system that operates alongside annual limits set by Congress. The formal announcement implies that the president will not block the border opening plan by his deputies. Without the Title 42 rules, Mayorkas and his allies insist they are required to let anyone at the border appeal for asylum. "The process has been overloaded, ensuring that all people who apply for asylum can legally work and live in the United States for several years. Their plan is to move people into the country faster," Senator James Lankford, ROK, said on March 30. "That's their whole plan. The administration's policy is not to make it better, but to actually make it worse," Senator John Cornyn, RTX, added. "We are telling people, if you come to the border and you claim asylum, you can come in," Senator Bob Portman, RPA, said on March 30. He continued, "By the way, there's a 1.5 million person backlog for dealing with asylum claims, 1.5 million. This means that when you are allowed into the country to await an immigration judge looking at your case, there will be anywhere from 4 to 6 years before your case is considered. While you're in the United States, you're working, you're illegal migrant, kids are going to school, you're getting your health care, you're part of the community. And obviously a lot of these people don't show up for their asylum court case. Some do, some don't. But the point is, this system is attracting people to the border. The Biden-Harris administration is committed to stay true to our values," said a statement from Mayorkas, a Cuban-born, pro-migration zealot, who insists the United States is a nation of immigrants. Leaks to establishment media outlets say 500,000 migrants may move to the border each month after Mayorkas opens the doors. Mayorkas is trying to build a new immigration system in cooperation with corporate-funded nonprofits in the countries that hope to move some of their populations into the United States. The Mayorkas system is partly intended to take market share from the cartel smuggling networks. In his April 1 statement, he said, "We will continue to work with countries throughout the Western Hemisphere to offer safe and legal pathways for migrants seeking protection or resettlement, streamline repatriations, address root causes, and take enforcement actions against the smuggling networks that entice migrants to take the dangerous and often deadly journey to our land borders." Mayorkas's plan would let the additional migrants compete for jobs and apartments against many millions of disadvantaged and ordinary Americans. Those Americans are already facing inflation, rising rents, drug addiction, and extended joblessness, said Mark Krikorian, director of the Center for Immigration Studies. Mayorkas's plan has rattled some Democrats, who worry it may be too soon to return to pre-pandemic immigration rules at the border, said the Washington Post. In 2014, a rush of migrants at the border wrecked public trust in the border policies set by President Barack Obama. Those 2014 poll numbers derailed Obama's hopes for a mass amnesty and encouraged a New York TV personality to run for president. In September 2021, Biden's polls were badly damaged by the TV news coverage of the invasion by roughly 30,000 migrants at Del Rio in Texas. In 2021, DHS Secretary Mayorkas allowed more than 1 million cartel-delivered economic migrants across the southern border, alongside the legal inflow of myriad visa workers and roughly 1 million legal immigrants. The inflow adds about 2 million people to the nation every year, just as 4 million Americans begin searching for jobs. Once Biden lifts the Title 42 barrier, Mayorkas and his deputies expect perhaps 500,000 migrants to arrive at the border each month. That number would be higher than the number of Americans who turn 18 each month.